Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Actually, I think I'm a little bit rusty. I haven't done a show in a little bit. Well, I'd have to go back and look because it's been so long now. I need to track it on. The days just keep going, you know, on and on. But without further ado, I want to introduce to you tonight my very special guest, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, and his name is Donnie Winters. Welcome, Donnie, to my radio show.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, just like it's bringing me back to the night that I met you in November, November 15th.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to give my audience a little idea of who you are, and then you can tell your story. And I'm going to ask you one question after I just give you a little more introduction. Donnie,
okay.
I had the pleasure and honor of hearing Donnie play at the well-known venue, the singer-songwriter venue that's run by Debbie Champion in Nashville, and it's called the Commodore Grill, and it's inside of a beautiful hotel. And Nashville, by the way, was just awesome. My 8 days spent in Nashville with one of my dear friends was spectacular, and I'm looking forward to going back in the warm weather. But with, I just want to tell you that when I heard Donnie perform, I was very impressed, and so are other people that were there, because I heard little whisperings here and there, and they're going, oh, well, that's Donnie Winters. He writes a lot of songs. He's been in the business a really long time. So I'm going to ask Donnie his very first question, and then he can tell you about his career. And I was very impressed when he gave me his album, and I have it in my hand right now. And so he's going to tell you all about it. But the question I have for you, Donnie, is who influenced you most while you were growing up, and why?
Well, it would probably have to be my dad. I was probably 7 years old, and my dad was a singer-songwriter himself, and he had his own career going as an artist. And we went down to Huntsville, Alabama, to see him perform in a show because it was fairly close to where we live. And we wouldn't have to stay overnight. We could turn around and come back after that. But he was part of what they used to call a package show, which he was a solo artist, but he performed with kind of like a house band that was on a big stage at an auditorium that, believe it or not, was still under construction, but they had already started running shows in there. And I guess to generate some income and to let people know, you know, that the venue was there and that, you know, for long it would be, you know, full-fledged. Anyway, he did some of his songs that I used to hear him sing in the house. And then he also did Elvis Presley's That's Right, Mama. And while he was doing that, that's when I looked at him. That's what that's what Zach Wilson was doing. And then remember where we were living? Yeah, it was in South Nashville. Not long after that, we moved back to Florida for about 6 months.
Yeah, Donnie, just one second. It's going in and out a little bit. If you could hold your phone just at the same level and try not to move it around at all, because it was really clear, and then all of a sudden it went a little bit out again. And it could have nothing to do with you at all, but just trying to get the both audio. And they do edit the audio, so hopefully they'll be able to fix the little bit that was a little out, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm not really moving my phone around much.
Oh, good.
You know?
Yeah. Then it's just that we're so far away. So it's just that you're in Tennessee, Nashville, and I'm in New Jersey. Yeah, it's pretty far away. So that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. So that sounds very exciting. I never heard of that that term that your father, whatever it was about. I forget what it was even already. But you know, the auditorium wasn't finished, and they were like just doing the music. And I loved it when you said Elvis Presley like influenced your father, because I'm a big, you know, they say I'm a country rockabilly singer. And when I sing out, I didn't even know any covers for a long time because I'm a writer and I would just do my original material. But I always did. I do Blue Suede Shoes and I do Peggy Sue. I do like a lot of rockabilly. And Elvis Presley was a huge influence on my music and my writing. So, he definitely, I think he was rockabilly singer, definitely a rockabilly guy, country guy. So, please go on with your story of how your career, you know, developed from your grandpa. And as you were growing up, you know, when did you first pick up a guitar? When did you start singing or things like that, just from the beginning?
Well, it seemed like I was always singing because my dad was singing around the house. And that just kind of inspired me to do the same thing. I first picked up a guitar when I was about 13. And my dad taught me 6 chords. And after that, he would put me in touch with other great guitar players that could teach me more than what he could. And guitar was my main instrument, although I do play drums and keyboard and bass as well. But anyway, through high school, I had what you call combos, you know, just where, you know, some friends would get together and we would play out a few times at school functions and things of that nature. And then later on, my brother and I decided to put together a band because we liked my brother's and Marker band, Charlie Daniel, and the like. And so we started playing our original music, but in a similar fashion to those bands.
I think I lost you there. Well, I'm not sure what happened, but I'm not hearing you talking now. So, caller has dropped. The call dropped. So call in again, Donnie, if you can hear me. Oh, goodness, this will be terrible. This will be, and I can't call him back when I'm in my studio. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, here he is again. Donnie, I just want to let you know, I'm sorry, but the call dropped for a little while, but you're back on again. So did you realize the call dropped?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Okay, great. Okay, good. And you called back. Great. Okay, well, we're on again, so you can continue. So, but I didn't hear really well, and I don't think our audience heard, that you were opening for groups like Marshall Tucker, that you were a Southern Rock band.
Southern Rock.
And just go back to that part, because that was kind of muddled.
Yeah, my brother and I, we did original Southern Rock music.
Okay, original Southern Rock, okay. And you opened for Marshall Tucker and bands like, they were my favorite.
And we did. And we worked our way where we opened for Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, even Leonard Skinner, highlight.
Lovely.
Big highlight for us. And then I personally left the band in 1982, December of 1982, because it just wasn't profitable for me. And then, but I continued in music one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, you know, I just got married, started having kids. So I took a day job framing houses out here. That for about 15 years. Play mm-hmm. music again. And I had my first cut when I was 15 years old, freshman in high school. Marty Robbins recorded Do Me a Favor. And that was after my dad landed a job singing harmony with him in May of 1960. And I got my first cut in around 1965 as a songwriter.
That's awesome.
And Marty ended up recording about 10 songs that my brother and myself co-wrote over the course of his career. Marty Robbins, my brother, at the time he died. He was a good man. He was more than just my dad's employer. He was a good friend to our whole family.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And I don't know. You know, things happen and you just keep going. And here I am today, and I learned how to mix sound, which keeping my feet in music. And I mix sound two nights at the Maxwell House, the Millennium Maxwell House Hotel. And I get to see a lot of my friends, and I get asked to play in rounds while I'm there. And I still, you know, play in songwriting rounds for Debbie Champion at the Commodore
right.
Grill. And she does Sundays and Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays there.
Right, right.
And
I know
then Jimmy and Annalisa, they do Friday and Saturday and Tuesday.
Mhm.
And I play for them too. And then occasionally, you know, someone will call and ask me to come play a band set somewhere. And I break out my Stratocaster and I go play electric, which is my passion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I really enjoyed so much. I'll tell you how I met Debbie Champion is a family friend of mine, of my brother's, mainly my brother. He is kind of a legend in this area, a legendary jazz blues guitarist. He was going to ask to be with Bruce Springsteen. He's one of the original upstage players. But he, at the time, was having a second child. And you know how it is when you're running a business or you're working and having children. It's kind of sometimes it's not feasible to say to your wife, well, I'll see you in about a year and a half. It doesn't work, you know, for a lot of people. So for my brother, he chose to stay with his family. But 2 years later, when my youngest niece was around two, he went on tour with the James Cotton Blues Band as lead guitarist. And then a year later, he went on tour with Clarence Clemons and the Red Bank Rockers for a year and a half, and they toured. So he was he's really a legendary guitar player, and God bless him. He's second on the monument in Asbury Park where we grew up. And it says John Shaw, Billy Ryan, and then Bruce Springsteen. So Billy was playing when Bruce was – my brother Billy was 5 years older than Bruce. So Bruce is like 13 or 14, I don't know, 14 when he was singing at the Upstage, really young. I mean, and, you know, so anyway, my brother played with Bruce his whole life every year at a thing, it's called A Light of Day in Asbury Park at the Paramount Theater. And they always play their red guitars together, their red electric guitars. I don't know what make they are. My brother probably had 25 or something. He had a lot of guitars. But getting back to you, Donnie, and actually it was interesting because my brother taught me, John Shaw. John Shaw is the son of John Shaw. John Shaw III, who you may have met the night
John I John Shaw, the I've got his CD right in front of me.
Yeah, he is awesome. And he was on my show the year anniversary of my brother's death, the first year. My brother's gone now in September. Let's see, it's in September he'll be gone 3 years, but from COVID complications. But we thought he was going to walk out. He was only 76, and that was very sad. But John Shaw was on my show, and at the end of the show, he says to me, "Oh, Nancy, by the way, I'm going to do an album." He's the production manager for Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire. He works with her a lot as well. And he's worked with every iconic musician. He'll get a phone call from, you know, all these different artists to come and work with him. He's a great production manager. And he said, "I'm going to do an album, but it's going to take me a year, Nancy, because I'm always on tour." And so it did take him a year. I got when he said I'm a singer, and he grew up in Belmar, New Jersey, down the street from Asbury Park. So when he said I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player, I said this, "What?" Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Okay, after that." He said, "Nancy, you know, my dad died really young. And your brother Billy, became like my dad. He was like he taught me more on the guitar than I could ever learn from anybody. And he's the best. And I'm forever grateful." And so they were friends until my brother died. And that's where I met John, was at a barbecue at my brother's house in Tin Falls. So John is the one
John
who invited me to come. Yeah, John Shaw invited me to come to Nashville. He said, "Nancy, you got to come to Nashville," because I sent him a CD, and he listened to it. Anyway, that was about you. We got to get back to you. So I just really was impressed with your music when I heard you, because I'll go on and on about me and John, and we can do that another time. And, I realized with this show, and someone from Nashville once said to me a few years ago, because I've been in radio now almost 11 years, and I'm an award-nominated radio show host, and somebody from Nashville said to me this, "Nancy," it was a public comment, "we need you. We need a radio show like yours in Nashville, because what I do and what I've been doing all these years is I promote all of the local live talent, and that's what I do." And J.D. was going to come on tonight, J.D. Marie, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to connect soon enough to get a confirmation, and I misunderstood her yes. She said yes, but actually, it worked out fine, because I prefer doing one person at a time anyway. So getting right back to you again. So you got right back into music as more or less a solo entertainer. When you stopped, you were with your brother. I read everything about you. So it was called the Winters Brothers. So when I saw the Winters
Band.
Brothers, right, of course.
The Winters Brothers Band.
I thought about, Edgar Winters, Johnny Winters. And, of course, we had that gushing in Nashville.
They don't have an S on the end of their name. That's their Winter.
It's just Winter. Edgar
Winter.
Yeah,
Johnny and Edgar Winter. Yeah.
Right, okay. So that's my error, adding the S to it. And I also love their music very much. You became, a solo artist. And I've worked with a lot of other people, but I'm pretty much a solo artist. And playing at the Commodore was my beginning in Nashville. And that night, I don't think was my best performance in the world. It was, I didn't have my own baby with me, my guitar But we've got an update for you. Oh, please don't tell me restart now. What are they doing? Oh, technology today, you know what, is really a pain. Hold on.
Come a long way with technology.
I know it, but I don't want them to
interrupt my
radio show.
People are recording albums in their homes.
I'm putting another time. No, I'm doing my radio show. How can they interrupt you when you're doing a live radio show to tell you to update? You know, Meta took over Facebook a while back. And I'm not crazy. You know, Meta, yeah, I'm glad that they're doing Facebook because this is where I promote. I promoted you on 106 group pages. I sent you some of them and not all of them. You were on Worldwide Talent Magazine. You are on Global News and Views. You're on UK and international radio stations. You, because I promote worldwide. And so I promoted you on 106 group pages that, and on a few Bruce Springsteen groups, Bruce Springsteen in Ireland, Bruce Springsteen in Italy, because they love my shows. And so I try not to inundate. And I used to be on 22 groups of his. But after a while, I just thought, you know, I don't want to promote on his page, on all of his pages. I have enough followers worldwide. I don't, you know, not that I don't love it, and they love it. But I just felt like, I thought about, well, what if I was a famous artist like Bruce? And I know Bruce personally, and I know all of the East, almost all of the E Street band members personally. But I just decided not to do that. But I still, you know, I went to Ireland, and I have a lot of friends in Italy and that are big supporters of Bruce. So I know they still want my show. But getting back to you and your music, I've never seen an album that had 16 songs on it before. And I haven't.
Well,
we got
a little carried away.
No, that's awesome. That is great. I'm being honest. I have not had a chance. I mean, I heard you live, but I haven't had a chance to listen to your album yet because of what's been going on in my personal life and my business life. My promoting myself and promoting other people, and so. But the minute I have a chance, which will be this weekend, I can't wait to put it in my CD player and start listening to it. It's going to be exciting.
I made a point. I made a point to listen to yours.
Well, I wish I had the time. I unfortunately had some sad things happen, too. A very close friend of mine lost one of their siblings. And I had just lost one of my siblings, too, in November, 2 days before I came to Nashville. So I was in a lot of grief during that performance. And I didn't get to perform outside like I love to do. I attempted to come in September where the weather would be really beautiful. And I'm not a busker. I didn't even know what a busker was. I was told, you know, Nancy, there's a lot of buskers in Nashville. I go, what's a busker? And they told me, and I go, well, I never put a hat out or open my guitar or put anything. You know, I don't sing for money. I sing because I love music and because I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player. Since I'm 17, I'm known as a troubadour in Asbury Park. So I would sing on the beach, walks, and in the parks and on the streets, corners, and that's what I wanted to do in Nashville. So I'll be doing that when the weather is warm. I'm coming back to do some radio shows with people in Nashville just because it will be better sound-wise, too. And I'll be right there. I can bring my business laptop with me, and I can do my radio show from anywhere, I'm pretty certain. So it's a Blog Talk podcast, and they're the best, Blog Talk Radio. I was with a number one radio station for 2.5 years, and then I went on my own. Because I had to drive 2 hours each way. And the weather was so poor in Jersey. And people wanted to come on my show that lived in New York City and lived even further away. So I decided to go on my own. And now I put my lipstick on and I come in my little closet of an office And I do my show like this, and I love it. And by the way, your show will be archived. So I want you to talk more about your plans. I mean, I know you're super busy and singing everywhere, and I was so excited to meet you because I think, I mean, tell me about, like, are you writing for other artists? Are you just still writing
for yourself?
Well,
not actively. I'm not writing for other artists actively, although I do pitch my material to anyone that I know is looking, you know, for songs. I still do that. But the best way to actually pitch your songs is to get out there and perform them. That's what I found.
Oh, yeah.
That way people get to, that way people get to see you live, and your product is available. And if somebody that is somebody or connected to somebody that's out there would like a copy of my CD, I'm always more than happy to hand one off.
Right. Well, I'm going to get a pen right now, and I'm going to write that down, because when I promote now, after, and you're on Instant, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and my story, and I also created an event page for you. So, gosh, you got more. You can't, you know, I tell my people that are on my show, my friends, and the people that I meet that, or that ask me to come on my show. I've had Rock and Roll Hall of Famers email me and say, will you do a show for me? And I'm like, well, of course, that's all. I feel bad. Gary Callan, if you're out there, I don't know if you're listening to me tonight, but I just got to say, I'm sorry, Gary, you know, the bass player with Bruce. He sent me a message, Nancy, an email, will you do a show for me? And I go, when? Tonight? I go, Gary. And I was in radio for 2.5 years, and I go, I was so used to doing things the way I did them, and I would promote a show a week before. I didn't even get to promote you a week before. It was like 4 days before, if that. But I didn't think, do the show and then just promote the interview. But what I'm writing down for you is I wanted to, what you just told me, hold on, I have to put my phone down for a second, just for a minute, to write down,
okay,
and not talk loud. I want to write down that your album is available and who to contact. They can contact your contacts that were in your original. I'm going to re-put all of your contacts in the interview.
And my wife's email. They can go to my website.
And to the website. I'll put
music.
Yeah, I'll put all that information in the, I do believe that, by the way, I don't know if I sent it to you, but I went back, did, and gave them your direct email. And I did put the website as well. What else did I change? I added that John was the production manager for Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire that invited me. And because I made a few final edits. And I think I added, I may have added a few photos to it. So there were quite a few photos. I was very excited to do that. But I also want to put down what you just said to me. If there is, I'm going to put down there are 16 songs on this awesome album, and that if anyone is interested in talking to you about, how do you put it, recording your music, to contact
you. Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in recording.
If anybody's interested in recording any of my songs, I'd be happy to give them a copy of this CD free of charge.
Free of charge? Donnie?
Yeah,
really?
if somebody's interested in covering, or recording any of my music, yeah.
Well, that is really super generous of you. It really is. I mean, I guess, the music business is tough today, as you well know. I feel so bad that it's gotten the way it is, because unless you're really gigging all the time and, you have a family and you're away all the time, unless you're always out there making money, there's not, like, I think today the kids, they'll listen to a CD and they'll upload one or two songs that they like the best, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't even, they can get it even for free most of the time if they go to YouTube. Not all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like it used to be where you could do a gig and you could have a table and you could sell a lot of CDs, like $10 a piece, 10, 20, it adds up. You know?
Yeah.
But not
yeah.
today. Today, they're not buying, unless you're a superstar, you're not, you know, it's just, you're doing it really for the love of your music. So when you said
yeah.
that you would do it for free, that is really awesome, because I was
well,
just
that's
being
if somebody,
told
you know, if somebody was interested in recording one of my songs and it was on that CD, you know, that were interested in recording my songs.
Right, right.
But most,
well,
that, yeah,
and you wouldn't want a percentage of any.
And my shows, yeah.
You wouldn't want a percentage of the royalties if it became a hit record?
Oh, I didn't say that. Give them a copy of the CD for promotional
yeah, you'll,
purposes.
You'll let them, you will let them record it for free. But if it becomes a hit, you expect a percentage of the royalties.
I said give them a copy of my CD for free.
Oh, a copy of the CD for free. Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Retain,
so, but anything else would be negotiated.
All my writers and publishing rights.
Right, your rights are all your
I mean,
own. Yeah, well, that's the page. We're on the right page because that's the page I'm on. Because I have been actually approached, years ago by a TV celebrity who was, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I was approached for some of my music. And they only wanted to use it for a huge orchestra. And I said, you know what? I have been giving my music away for free, and I do. I ordered 200 of my CDs. I gave away 100, and now I'm working on giving away a second 100, and I'm going to keep most of them for when I come back to Nashville and sing outside, because I gave a lot away in New Jersey, and I still give them away, like, every time I go out. But said no to many people, and I said, no, I'm not going to give it away for free. I mean, okay, you can record it. You can record it. I'll give you the CD, like that, what you said. But if this song becomes a hit, and I'm not giving away any rights, not any percentage of rights to my music, because I am the writer, I'm the singer,
you don't
I'm
give
the
away your rights.
And I'm the music producer. I'm the producer of all my music. So I've had different people record in Texas and all different places. But and then, you know, other people go, oh, you got to give it away. You got to give it away. No. No, I want to. No. I'll take a percentage of the royalties. Every time it's played, I want, if it gets played, I want a small percentage. And it's only pennies today. It's not like it used to be. Donnie, you know that.
Yeah.
So anyway, all you musicians out there that are singers, songwriters, guitar players, you know, I send you my sympathy, because you work so darn hard, and it's not an easy life, you know? It's not an easy life. I was offered 3 major record deals, turned down every single one of them, because I just was not, I was a single mom. I did not want to do that life. I love going out and performing every now and then, and I love the singer-songwriter things, and I love singing on the streets in the summer and spring, but that's about the extent of it for me. I love recording. I love going. I mean, I'm addicted to recording, and of course that costs me money. So, you know, making a second album is something I'm thinking about, but I'm really thinking about writing a book first. So I don't know if I'll get around to a second album. I'm happy with my first album. when I couldn't find the master, and so I had to go back with Jeff Levine, who was with, oh, here I go. I don't want to talk about me. Let me back to you. How many children do you have? I'm curious.
Children?
Yeah, I want to ask you, because you said you got married and started having kids.
Well, I have two boys. My oldest son passed away a little over 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm so
accidental,
sorry.
Accidental drug overdose.
I am
and,
so sorry, Donnie.
But my youngest son, I only had two boys. And my youngest son, he and his gave me my grandson about 15 months ago.
Oh, congratulations.
The light of my life.
I believe it. I believe it. That is wonderful. That's wonderful. I kind of get a little green with jealousy because I'm on the East Coast, came back to take care of my mom, and I haven't really grown up with my grandchildren, and I have friends that have grandchildren now, and they're the same way. They're just, you just fall in love like it's probably an amazing love that I mean, I love my grandchildren, but I haven't grown up with them, and I can, you know, FaceTime with them or talk to them on the phone, and I send them gifts and presents, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm not, they're on the West Coast, so I'm not really able to get, I want to get closer to my grandchildren, but they're all grown up now. I mean, my youngest granddaughter is 21 years old, so I have great-grandchildren now that are babies. So I have to be visiting them. But now I got this little rescue cat, and it's very difficult to travel. Like I said, I tried to bring her to Nashville. I wanted to stay in Nashville for like a month in September, and I was able to, but my cat freaked out. She was a baby. She's only four, and she'll always be my baby. But if I have two, I usually leave them alone. But now I know I can leave her alone. So I had a pet sitter, and she was fine. When I got back, she appreciated me a lot more, I'll tell you that. She's a feral. But anyway, getting back to the music, yeah, having a grandson, and so he lives close by, so you can see him a lot.
Right down the driveway.
Right down the driveway.
We live on a family farm out here in Bellevue. We have probably about 17 acres.
Oh, my God, you're my... I was just going to say something out of line.
That's my wife's thing.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, I'll have to talk to your wife about that. I was going to say, let's see, you got any old barns out there that I could renovate? It could be like, it could be a few acres away from you. I would never bother you, and I will pay rent. I want out of New Jersey, oh, big time, big time. But I can't really, you know, I mean, I'm a senior citizen now. So it's not like I can go back to work full time. So, but I get a pretty good Social Security check. I had a great jobs in California. So, and I paid, I worked, you know, I was a go-getter. So I worked child on my own, my daughter Nina. So you know, I paid a lot into Social Security. So that's good. That was good. That was good for me. Because I get a lot, you know, a pretty good, you know, not a million. I was going to write a song, Donnie. Once I was rich and now I'm not. I was on my way to becoming a millionaire in San Diego when my mother made this call saying, Nancy, and I'm the oldest of four girls. And there's four boys, actually. But there's only five left of us. So I'm the oldest girl and I'm doing well, thank God, so far health-wise. As well as can be expected at this age, but yeah, I'm looking for a place to be able to go and get out of here in the winter. But you know, it's pretty cold in Nashville in the winters too.
We just came to it, man. We had about 10 days of it. It was really cold for about 10 days. We got between 6 and 8 inches.
I saw. Yeah, I know. I saw that. It was worse than New Jersey.
6 and 8 inches of snow out here. where I live. No, it's crazy.
Well, the thing is, where I'm at now, I'm really lucky because, I kind of inherited this place from my parents, to where I can be away, you know. I can be away for, several months at a time. So, God, if I could even, go somewhere that my cat would be happy with me and she could acclimate herself to being somewhere, then I could be here until I can figure out where I want to relocate because I don't want to live. I've been wanting to get out of New Jersey for 12 years since my mother passed away. So my mother actually, my mother actually was gone. I'm sorry. Let's see. Yeah, in July, my mother will have been gone 13 years. So, and I have been wanting to get out of here for, if I didn't know, I could have left 13, years. I would have been gone a few days later. I'm not really all that attached to, I had a 5-bedroom house in San Diego. And when I moved back here, I gave notice at my wonderful job that I had and my friends, and I am still friends with them. We still text and do things and talk on the phone. I loved San Diego. It was, the people were like the people in Nashville, very welcoming, very friendly, happy, generally pretty happy. And unfortunately, in New York and New Jersey, I'm not sure what the stress level is or what is going on, but I loved growing up here. And don't be mad at me, any of my fellow Jerseyites, but Jersey Shore girls.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was awesome. My father built. Go ahead.
I have a very good friend. His name is Joe Desasari, and he goes by the name of Kokomo Joe. He's from Elizabethtown, New Jersey.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's a very popular singer-songwriter here in Nashville.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, well, there's so many transplants. I mean, everybody goes to Nashville. Everybody from Jersey that I know, even if they're not country people, they come to Nashville and want to sing. So, they just want to come and be there just to experience it. But I'll tell you what, when I walked one day, my girlfriend, unfortunately, in November, had to work during the day. So I was on my own, and I was there 8 days. And so I took a walk up to her, and she's only 20 minutes to Music Row. But it was too cold to sing outdoors. So I just was kind of in a little bit of a funk. And I was resting and praying a lot and, just being with my friend when she was available. But I walked over to this store called the Turnip something. And when I walked up to, I was talking, these people were talking to me, and then I got up to the counter, and this woman said this to me. Well, hello, darling. How are you doing today? Oh, and actually, before I even got to the store, I was walking, so I have my phone in my hand, and I'm looking at the, I put the address in of the Turnip, whatever it is. I'll have to figure out, look at it again, name of it, but it was a great store. It was like a Trader Joe's. They sold all kinds of things, cards and candles and not just food, a lot of organic food, vitamins. It was just my kind of store. And I loved it, like a one-stop shop. And anyway, what I wanted to say about the stores and the people were so friendly. So I'm looking at my phone because I wanted to know how to get there, and I didn't want to bother my girlfriend to ask her how to get there. So I just put the address in, and I started walking. Because I knew it was close by. It was maybe a 15-minute walk, and that's nothing for me. So but I was stopped, and I was looking at my phone, and this woman was pulling out of a space, and she stops, and she says through her window, she says to me, "Are you lost? Do you need help?" She had a really strong southern accent, and she goes, "Darling, or honey, do you need any help?" And I go, "Well, I'm just trying to figure out how to get to the Turnip store." She goes, "Well, you want a ride?" And she was really young. She looked like she was maybe 30. And
Turnip truck.
And I got very comfortable.
The Turnip truck. I know what you're talking about.
The Turnip truck. Yeah, the Turnip truck. So that's what it was. Hold on. I got to give him a shout out. The Turnip truck. Go to the Turnip truck. I bought the best dishcloth there for my girlfriend as a gift. And then she sent me, I said, damn. Oh, excuse me. I said a damn. Oh, I'm sorry, Blog Talk Radio. Forgive me for that. The turnip truck, UCK. I got to write, gotta give them a big shout out. But
yeah, I think they got two locations here in Nashville.
Well, the one I went to was near Music Row. It was like I was walking, I think, towards Music Row, so it was that close where my girlfriend lives. 20 minutes.
Okay, I know
that. The one close to Music Row. That's the one I went to.
Got one out here in West Nashville too.
Oh, okay. So anyway, my girlfriend bought me the same exact ones, and I love them. They are so awesome. And now I use them, and I just want to use them on the top of my counter and on my dishes. Not on my counter. I'm sorry, that's a mistake. I only want to use them on my dishes because I don't have a dishwasher where I live. And I'm used to a dishwasher, but I wash the dishes myself. If I was smart, I'd wash them after I ate dinner and put them away. But, oh, no, I have to use every one in the house and then have a million dishes to do. But anyway, everyone was so friendly, and she gave me a ride. And then she says to me this, and she was not from Nashville. She moved to Nashville from South Carolina. So she was from South Carolina, but she had a very southern – but she had lived in Nashville, I think, for 8 years or 10 years, she said. And anyway, she said, hey, listen, I'm just going to pick up my kids at school. You want me to pick you up? If you do, just stand out in front of the store. I mean, I couldn't believe how wonderful and friendly all the people were. And then when I went to the music store, I'm going to give Ken Do a shout-out. This guy, Ken Do, K-A-N-D-U, I think. I don't know if you know him, but he's a singer, songwriter, guitar player. K-A-N-D-E-U. I think that's the way he spells his name. I tried to get in touch with him to come on my show, and maybe he'll get in touch with me eventually, but I didn't have a direct – it always helps, like, I should get cards and phone numbers. Like, the next time I come out there, I'll make sure that I get – with you, I made sure I had your information, but because I had your CD, and for certain people that I met, and he asked me in the music store if I would take a two-minute video as a promo video. And I said, sure, I've done videos of people, and I'm an avid photographer. I love doing photography, so I'm sure I can hold it steady and do a really good promo for you. So let's go. And I did it for him. And so, and he really liked it, and I thought he was super talented. But I reached out, and I haven't heard back from him. I think he's pretty popular. Even I Googled him. But so, you know, down the line, and I like doing one person at a time anyway, but I did want to just give him there were so many great artists that I met when I was there. So I'm hoping to maybe do a few shows in Nashville. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's God's plan, not my plan. That's what I always say. I can make the plans, but then leave the results up to where God, you know, where God wants me to be. And and it was perfect timing because I was home when a family friend passed away, and I was here for his mass, his funeral mass, and his repast party at the beach, the Elmhurst Beach Club. And I was supposed to be home in Jersey. So I think that, you know, God has a plan. And I usually don't talk religion or my belief, but, well, I guess I do. Occasionally I do. And tonight's one of the shows that I am, and it's fine because I love my God, and he's really good to me. So thank you, Jesus. That's what thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Donnie Winters being on my show tonight. We still have some time, so if you want to talk a little bit more, it'd be fine, because I've certainly talked enough. I seem to do that. Because I want to know, first of all, your grandpa, even before your dad, because I read everything, your grandpa was in music,
oh, yeah,
too.
I was a fan of my granddad's music, too. I didn't get to know him.
Probably about two years old. And but his music lived in my household. Some old records that they had recorded as the Southern Strollers was the name of the band.
Right.
And they had my aunt and my dad and uncle were all teachers on recordings. And my granddad could call us granddad. His whole thing was Coleman Square, you know, Dosey Doe and all that. But, he passed away when I was about 2 years old. And then
I love what's on the front of your album, that it says Donnie Winters, real country, real family. And then at the bottom, you have a tribute to family. And I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. I mean, 16 songs, that's a lot of songs to listen to. And I just can't wait to hear your music. I know it's going to be really good because I really enjoyed.
That's
what
she wanted on there. And
oh, your wife. Well,
so,
she's smart.
Yeah, she kind of produced it, more or less.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was the artist, but my wife legitimately produced that album.
That's awesome.
Done, but she did.
She was your biggest fan.
Got it. She is my biggest fan.
Yeah,
and
I saw a picture of you two, and I think it was really beautiful. It was really beautiful. I saw a picture of the two of you. I always think I wasn't that fortunate to have, a lifelong partner like that. And I'm always so happy for people that do. I have lots of friends that do, have been blessed with that. And it's it is a blessing. It really is a blessing.
Oh, I agree.
And it is what it is, and I don't know why my life is the way it is, but I accept it as it is for sure. And because of my being a single most of my life, I was able to do other things that, like I was part of ministries, so that was really awesome for me. And the reason I started this show, Donnie, just to let you know, and I love, your generosity, but saying, you'll just give them a copy of your album and they can record it, and that's, generous, and I hope that happens, and I'll definitely, definitely put that in my promo when I promo this, because I have to go back and redo everything all over again. I put individually, the show will be on every single page. Good about my show is that they're archived, number one, forever, and also, anyone, whatever page they're a member of, and these are, some of them are 15,000 active members. I mean, and these are huge groups and really inside the music business, very accomplished, very long-term active groups. And they can just click on it. Like when I put it up there, they click on it and it starts. The show starts. That's it. They don't have to go to a link. They don't have to follow this, follow that. It's not complicated at all. It's like simple Simon Metapod. And it's like so simple. Whatever page they're on, they just click it, and that's it. The only thing that's hard for me is I have no idea. I mean, people keep telling me, oh, you're a celebrity or this or that. I go, no, I'm not. I'm just a redhead from Asbury Park, New Jersey. That's it. But see, I have no idea of how many listeners I have, because I would have to go to every page and try to figure out how many people listen to that show. I don't know how to do that. I haven't figured that one out yet. And so people don't have to go to my – I have three Facebook pages, and I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, My Story, and every other thing you could imagine. So, you know, in all the event, you know, I create an event page for every show too. So I'm not hard to find. If you Google me, there's like three pages, I guess, on me. So because I don't just do music. So people know that. I don't just do music. I was in some documentaries about Bruce Springsteen, and I have been in the – I was in a documentary called The History of Music in the State of New Jersey, and I'm an actress. I was in a movie and asked to be in some other movies but didn't do that. And what else do I do? I know I do too much. I do a lot of things all for free and for fun. It's just the way I am. You know, it's just
my
thing.
Well, you know what you need to do.
Oh, I know what I was doing. I started the show to promote not-for-profits as a gift back to my community. Now, I'm not patting myself on the shoulder when I say this, but that was my idea. I said, I want to start a show because it was right after Superstorm Sandy just destroyed the entire eastern, you know, New Jersey from Seaside.
Yeah.
All the way, you know, down to Sandy Hook. And it was destroyed, all of our boardwalks. All of a convention hall was closed. Everything was, it was devastated. And I did a solo show, half an hour spiritual show, for prayer, for help, to get people to go out and volunteer. And that's how I started it. And I started and then I got asked to do a show, the number one radio station, Hamilton Radio. Big shout out to them. They're even above all the conglomerates. They're like an internet radio station for over 25 years now, the number one radio station. And I was with them for 2.5 years. So then I went on my own, and here we are today in Nashville. Now, I did one show from Texas. And then this is the second show that I've done from Nashville. And but I think I would really enjoy, like that woman said to me, we need a show like yours in Nashville, Nancy. I mean, how cool would that be? Iron Mox at Asbury Park style from Nashville. That would be really fun. That would be so much fun. So we have 2 more minutes, and I have to promote my not-for-profits. I have 10. Well, I had 10, and so COVID, until COVID happened. And then I lost a lot because they weren't able to do anything. And so now I have 7, but I need to promote my not-for-profits. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being my very first, well, not my first, because John Shaw was my first, and he's been on my radio show twice. He was on my show for my book. They'll let me go over. They just told me I have 90 seconds, but they'll let me go over and promote my not-for-profits. I got to get my list out. What was I going to say? And then John came on a year later, and I promoted him all over the place. I promoted him, his album, which is awesome. And I need to get your address because I want to set – oh, you said you have John's album, right?
I got John Shaw's album.
You have it. Okay, you have it. So I don't have to
Sideshow.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, he's fabulous. I didn't even know he was a musician until he was on my 2 years ago. And so I'm promoting him. He asked me to promote him on the East Coast, so I've been getting him airplay. And, oh, my God, I got to get you airplay. If you can send me another few CDs, a lot of people want the CD to upload it directly into their like I can get you on several different radio stations here. And now I'm getting, you know, I put you on, I was so welcomed on What's Happening in Nashville. I just joined the other night, two nights ago, a bunch of Nashville group, the best ones, and they all accepted me. And so your interview is going to be on all those pages in Nashville. So anyway, thank you so much for being on my show.
I enjoyed it.
Oh my God, I did too. And you know what though, I have a pair of chatter teeth. Did you ever see those chatter teeth? You wind them up and they chatter. Well, I do tend to talk a lot, and I should just ask questions because that way I don't talk as much. But I've got to do my not-for-profits and get before Blog Talk Radio. They've never cut me off, ever, but I don't want to be cut off either, so I want to do that. But thank you so much for coming on. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you in the warmer weather. I don't have an exact date yet. But I'll be flying out in the end of April or the beginning of, May. April or May. So I'll see you before you. What?
May is a wonderful time here.
Well, then maybe that's what I should focus on, May. The May weather. All right. Donnie, thank you so much. God bless you and your family. I loved having you on, and I apologize, but I guess when you talk to people in other states, it just doesn't always, it's not our fault. It just is, the connection isn't always perfect. So it is what it is.
True.
Just like the night that I played, I didn't even know where to plug in the guitar because there was a screw in to hold the strap on, and I didn't know that. I'm going to do that with my guitars now. Because I didn't even know you could do that. But you might have to put your amplifier then in a different place. I don't know if that's doable for my guitars. Because I have a Yamaha Electric Acoustics, two of them. And then I have a Baby
Marshall. Oh, we don't use amplifiers. We just plug straight in. And go straight
to
the board.
But where her plug-in was, it was plugged into where her strap was attached somehow. I don't know how she did that. And then she had another plug-in for the amplifier was below where the strap was. So it was kind of weird, and I didn't know that threw me off. And it also threw me off that I was going to sing with other players on stage. I thought I was going to get up by myself and sing two songs, which it worked out. They were overtime anyway, but I loved it. Debbie was great. She invited me. She said, "Darling, come back anytime you want." So I'm very excited to come back and play the Commodore again and play some of my country tunes. I have a few of them.
That'd be fun.
All right. Yeah. Sweetheart, thank you. Tell your wife I said hello. God bless you and your family.
Well, I promise.
And I said that already. Bye-bye. I'm going
right,
to let you go.
Thank
and
you,
I'm
Nancy.
Gonna...
I appreciate you.
Oh, my God. I appreciate you, too. And like I said, I'm going to text you my email address. If you can send me a few, sometimes I can send them. I have to talk to the people first and see whether they want. Do they want MP3s, MP4s, or do they want my guy? I know Hamilton. They want a CD because they upload the CD into their system, and then you get 24/7 airplay. And they just, that's what they do. And these are all a long time. I know Gene Pirro now. He's one of the best. They call him Doc G. And everybody knows him, and they have a fabulous station, and I can get you on Rockin' Tommy and all kinds of different stations. I can get you on Brookdale Community College. I can get you on airplay on a lot of New Jersey stations. And, New Jersey, country's everywhere now. It's everywhere, even in New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Okay, well, that was Donnie Winters, and it was such a pleasure. We have a couple of little, slip-ups, but, when you're doing in Nashville and with this weather the way it is, it wasn't that easy. So I'm going to give you my not-for-profits if I can find them. They were supposed to be right here, and here they are. Nope, that's not them either. Minister Steve Brigham of Tent City. You can find him on Facebook. Tim McClune, Holiday Express. You can find Tim on Facebook. Fulfill, the Food Bank of Monmouth, Ocean County, it used to be. Tupac, the overdose prevention, where they, give people the Narcan to save their lives for people that are overdosing. Gosh, I'm not going to remember them, and I don't have my list in front of me, and I apologize, but it's just one of those nights. And I have to be somewhere in about a half an hour. I'm never going to make it on time. It's just been a busy couple days. Here we go. Good. I have my list now. I'm dropping everything all over the floor. thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening to my show all of these years. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I do adore, I really do. I love what I do. I love, love, love it. Phil Richards, he's the director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park. They also have a fabulous thrift store. It's one of the biggest that I've seen. It's really huge. And it's a great organization. They do so much. Rima Simon, she started a foundation for her younger brother, her only brother, Rami's Heart. And he unfortunately passed away at the young age of 40 years old from COVID-19. And she's got a beautiful, beautiful memorial. And people from all over, now there's a big installation out at Alaire State Park because people were signing rocks and putting them on the beach in Belmar. And finally they had hundreds and hundreds, and then there were thousands. And then they needed to get them off the beach and into an installation. So now Rima's installation is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I would highly suggest that you, well, it's cold right now, and I don't know, but just go to Rami's Heart. They have, it's a not-for-profit, and you can go to their page. I do have three sponsors. They are Dr. Ronald Chicklin. He is a dentist, and he is on Sunset Avenue in Ocean. Dr. David Marin, he is a chiropractor at the Marin Wellness Center. You can find him as well on Facebook. The best, they're the best. They put me together when my back goes crazy. Dr. George C. Peck, he is a wonderful doctor, and he's up in West Orange, and he is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon, and he helped me a lot because I had a bad accident years ago, and I needed help to be able to breathe, and I have had, unfortunately, many surgeries on my poor Irish, German, Austrian nose. I had a really nice Roman nose that I loved, and now it's not so Romany as it used to be, and I really liked my big, long nose, but I don't have it anymore. But I'm breathing a little bit better, so that's good news. I'll hang up now. Bye-bye. Until next time, I am signing off. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Enjoy your evening and good night. Oh, and a big happy birthday to my very good girlfriend, my wonderful girlfriend, Sherry Lynn of Sherryoke, and she also plays with the Bell Bottom Blues Band with some other artists. And I love her very much. Bye-bye, everybody, as I love so many people. Bye. I'm hanging up now, for real. And end episode. Are you sure you want to end this episode? Yes.